the Lord's at goat level. And this is what I'm sensing for people who are going to be approaching their family members with an olive branch, their colleagues, olive branches, go low.
Beautiful.
Go slow and love.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in from all around the nations of the world for this week's what's going to be an extraordinary episode of Live Your Best Life with me, of course, Liz Wright. And my beautiful special guest joining me for today's conversation is a woman that's impacted thousands of lives around the world. She's a true mother who really does radiate Jesus. She's impacted my life profoundly. And many, many years ago, it started many, many years ago where I was in Hollywood, and we were in a prayer room together, and she took me in her arms, and I was filled with a baptism of love, which changed my life. I'm profoundly grateful for her. She's also the founder and the president of Iris Global, which is really a movement of laid down lovers, people who've given their whole heart and their whole life to Jesus, who reveal him, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, do the works of Jesus, love the poor, help the needy, help the poor, feed those that need feeding, take care of the homeless. They are inspirational, laid down lovers of Jesus. They have thousands of churches that are moving in revival in the midst of war in Mozambique. It's my joy and my honor to welcome into the conversation with me today the one and only Dr. Heidi Baker. Heidi, welcome.
Hi, Liz. Fantastic to be here. It's been great just praying with you already and feeling the presence of God just fill this room with you and Nadia and Holly. And wow, it's just wonderful. What a joy to be with you. It's an honor.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on, and his presence is just all over us. Hey, I'm very excited to see what he's going to do in the conversation. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, Heidi, so there are many thousands watching all around the world, who many of whom know you and love you, but don't really know what's going on in Mozambique right now. And I wanted to encourage people to wrap their love and their prayer around you and however they can support you by understanding how as family we can close rank around you and stand with you as you and the family there are on the front line serving and revealing Jesus. So can you just give us an understanding of what is going on in Mozambique right now and how you're serving the people there?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. That's beautiful. Thank you for caring about us over here.
We love you.
I'm really grateful for that. It's beautiful that you care. I want to say we are in a time of God's presence filling us. We just had our Bible school graduation, Iris Theological School, and God just crashed in, broke in on our students. They were so undone by Holy Spirit. Not one of them was able to stand in the end. Like, his presence just was so strong, so glorious. Today, we were able to fly our bush plane to Nacala. So it's been a wonderful full day already. We've been able to fly our bush plane to another base in Nacala, which is also in the north, and deliver 1,200 audio solar Bibles where there's a major people movement happening. In the last 2.5 years, 50 churches got birthed just in that province. 50. I mean, this was a completely unreached people group, 99% another faith, and they're just running to the Lord, and they just want the word of God. And at the same time in Pemba today, where we live, these fishing nets were going out, and audio solar Bibles, and food aid, but most of all, the glorious gospel. So physical nets, because we don't want to give people a fish. We want to give them a net to fish with. And physical, like farming instruments, hoes and katanas, like machetes and hoes and seeds. And that was all happening here. And I'm thinking of 70 some bases around the world and just saying, this is a time, Liz, and everybody watching, where we need to focus on what the Lord is doing.
Yeah.
We need to focus on the beautiful face of Jesus. Yes, there are wars. Yes, we have a war going on here. Yes, we have political unrest. But this is where we need to focus. And you're beautiful. I love that it's called your best life now. Like, how are we going to live that? We cannot focus on what we don't see the Lord doing. We can't focus on the challenges. We've got to focus. There are challenges. There's pain. There's suffering. Yesterday, we had a memorial service for one of our dearest, beloved workers, Jojo, who is just such an amazing man of God, whose life was cut short. But at the same time, the presence of God broke in on that service in such a glorious way. So I don't know what to say, except I am super excited. We as a team are so thrilled to be alive for such a time as this.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lord is showing us exactly the same thing. In the midst of all the pressure and the difficulties and the challenges, to just focus on him. And
yeah.
People all over the world are just getting increasingly hungry for the reality of Jesus, not religion, but experiencing him, which is what you live and the team live, isn't it? You just prioritize his presence all the time. I wanted to ask you, Heidi, for people who are going through real difficulties, how, because you live as a movement with that single focus of you stop for the one. I've heard you say that before, you know, many times you stop for him and you stop for the one in front and you live with the oil of his presence filling you all the time, and the needs and the pressures around you are huge.
They
So,
are.
yeah, amen. So, but you live it, you know, you live it, and you're an inspiration to all of us to that this is possible and this is his invitation. So for people who are really struggling right now or afraid, overwhelmed by what's going on and need to put their eyes back on the Lord, how do you do it? How do you live this way and sustain it when there's so much demand on you?
Well, for one thing, we get up very early. We just get up very early because the day starts early. Plus, it's super hot here, crazy hot here. So we get up really early. I get up early and I start soaking, what we call soaking, just like going into the glory and going into his presence, just adoring him, just loving him. I don't come with a list. I don't come with all the challenges of the day or the challenges of the month. I just come in adoration and in just in loving him. And today, just today, I'll just give you an example of today. Today, as I was just adoring him and loving him and worshiping him and just in his word and reading devotionals and in his glory, Holy Spirit just hit me very strongly. And I heard Holy Spirit say, you're going to Nicola today. Well, to get to Nicola is impossible because in the natural, right? In any natural way, it's impossible. Roads are blocked off. There's political unrest. There's a war with ISIS, Al-Shabaab. And it takes like, how long? It's like, I don't know, 11 hours by road. And so how could the Lord be saying that to me, knowing I have this time with you and this time with another group later on, and thinking, okay, I hear the Lord. Well, the Lord is wanting us to hear him in the midst of the storm and to believe him and trust him in the midst of the storm and to just believe that as we worship and adore the Lord, that Holy Spirit's going to fall on us. So I believe there's something the Lord's calling everybody watching to, and all of us, to the pause. It's this pause. It's just the Holy Spirit loves this. I'm telling you, I felt him hit me right now. Where we just wait. And I was just adoring the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Just boom. After, I don't know, an hour and a half, he just comes, boom, like on me like that. And he said, he just said, you saw Nadia earlier. He said, call Nadia. We're going to get to Nicola today. And I just believed, okay, I'm going to call her. And she's going to call the team. And I mean, this is a big team. There's so many moving pieces that have to happen in the midst of conflict and challenges and blocked roads and Al-Shabaab, ISIS, and political unrest and craziness. I mean, if the Lord says it, he will do it.
Yeah.
Focus on his face. I want to tell you, a miracle happened. A miracle. Everybody listening needs to hear this and know this. A miracle happened. We had a pilot that came in to train our junior pilot. He was here in the right time. Our other people started getting to the airports. They super early. I told you, I get up early. Everybody started just saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, getting to the airport, getting the things done. It was a big, big team in the middle of crazy, in the middle of suffering, right after we've lost one of our most dearest, precious, my spiritual son. And I mean, right after we lost him, right after we've been interviewing people, and holding people and rocking people in our arms that have lost their homes, their farms, their businesses, you know, burned and people tortured and all of that. We're in the glory and the Lord says, yes, now. And all of these beautiful laid down lovers of Jesus, they all just picked up a net. That's how I want to put it. They picked up a net and they said, yes, Lord. And we literally got to Nicola with 1,200 audio solar Bibles. We literally got to the team. We blessed them. We worshiped. We prayed with them. Holy Spirit crashed in on them. And we got back to the plane in time to get back to Pemba, where I would have, I needed and I wanted. And I said, Lord, I need at least 2 hours, Lord, to soak in your glory before I step into this podcast with you. And I'm like, that's impossible too. But it happened. And I went into the glory. I went into the deep presence of God. And I can stay joyful and tell you all things are possible with God.
And you live it. Your life is just living epistle of the sovereignty of God and the wisdom of his ways and what happens if we just prioritize him. And I love how you say he takes our little tiny lives if we'll just yield and reveals his glory through them. And this is the privilege of our life in him, isn't it? And I think he's untangling us from religion and any other way of life, actually, to just be able to live from that place of rest and surrender and truly knowing him and truly loving him. It's just, like you said, in the midst of the suffering, it's an extraordinary time to be alive. And there was a story that you shared with us, Heidi, when you spoke on our international mentoring community a little while ago about what had happened with you with ISIS, which was so impacting to us because it so glorified God, only God could bring you through that in the beautiful way that What happened? Would you share with us what happened with that?
Yes, I mean, there's so many stories, but I think you
I
might
know.
be from the last time. I think
Yeah.
you might be referring to the time where the Lord really called me to forgive and to
Yeah,
love.
and he, yes.
And I got weakness is so important because we all have weakness. We all have moments where we're not, we're not living our best life. We're not feeling our best life. We're agitated or we're upset. And that was that moment for me where, I mean, these guys are not, they're not kind. They're not good. They're not nice. They're very demonized group of people. And the Lord said, "Will you forgive them? Will you love them too?" And I remember just my answer was, I can't. That was my answer, banging my pillow on the floor. Like, I can't. I can't. Like, I don't know why you're asking me that. And I'm banging my pillow. And then I said, yes. Okay, Lord. Because when he asked the question, he knows that he wants to do something, right? And so you yield yourself to God. When the Lord comes to you with those questions, you yield yourself to God and just say, okay, Lord, give me love that I don't have. Give me grace that I don't have. Give me kindness that I don't have. Give me mercy that I don't have enough of. You could say, well, you have it, but you need more of it, right? I need more of it. And so in that moment, I just cried out for more. And the Lord so broke in on me that, I mean, I remember I sobbed and I shook and I cried in the presence. And the Lord literally baptized me again in love. He wants to baptize everyone listening in love. And what I want to just urge you, call you to do, everyone listening, is just as you're listening, ask the Lord as he brings in those challenging situations, those difficult, painful places that you just lift your heart, your hands before the Lord and just say, baptize me. And so, hope.
Oh,
That's what
Chloe.
I did. Holy. I just said, baptize me, Lord. I need you to literally take away the anger that is in my heart towards ISIS and Al-Shabaab. Does that mean they're not bad? What do you think, Liz? Does that
Right,
mean they're not bad?
of course
They're
not.
bad. They're bad.
Right.
They're bad. They're chopping off people's heads and burning down homes and farms and pillaging, and yet when you see them, they're just broken little boys. They're just broken little boys, and the Lord can put love in your heart for broken little boys. And when he does that, or broken little girls, and the glory just comes down, love comes down. That's what I feel like in your program. It's not just words, but it's him coming down on each one of us and igniting us to love. I want to tell you what came out of that. Is that okay? Tell you
Yes.
what came out since we
Yes, I
spoke to
was
you about
actually going to say to you, tell us
that.
the fruit
Yeah. What
because
came
you,
out of that?
yeah, whew, really.
Fruit. It's wild fruit. I want to tell you, Liz, it's wild fruit that's come out of that. So anyway, I was able to come right back. We had crazy favor in the prisons with Simeo, with Zitu, with some of these brothers that we had a list of seven people that were allowed in the prisons. What happened was the prisons, of course, are filled with Al-Shabaab, right? They're filled with ISIS. Oh, all over Cabo Delgado. What happened when we released forgiveness to people that don't deserve it? They don't deserve it, right? We didn't deserve it either. They don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. Jesus paid. And so we release forgiveness on them and we just say, Lord, we choose to forgive the most wretched, evil things. We choose grace. We choose love. Give us access to their hearts. Give us, so maybe some of you are having problems with your family members or your bosses or your uncles, your aunts, your moms, your dads, your children, your colleagues. I don't know. Release grace. Release love. Release, ask God, fill me with radical love, Lord, and help me to, if you have to confront, do it in love. Help me to confront in love. Anyway, we just said, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. The Lord gave such crazy, awesome, incredible favor that every prison in Kabul, Delgado, I want you to hear this, every prison in Kabul, Delgado gave us full access to the prison and gave Iris Global full access and gave Iris a cell in every prison for a prayer house, because so many ISIS, so many Al-Shabaab, just
only God.
So many of them came to the Lord that the prison guards, the social welfare, the policemen, everybody, they're watching as the Lord's like hitting these guys, these ISIS guys. They're falling on their knees, repenting. They're falling on their knees before the Lord. Not only that, wait till you hear this fruit. So then Voice of the Martyrs, which is this extraordinary organization that's partnered with Iris Global, and because they know what's going on here, right? So they've partnered with us and they said, we feel like the Lord's anointed us to bless you with solar Bibles. We believe the Lord's anointed us to bless you with nets and farming equipment, solar Bibles, nets, farming equipment, and to continue to empower your team with fuel and what we've needed, like salaries and fuel and all. So Voice of the Martyrs, they partnered with us since you heard from us and have literally given us a grant for nets, fishing nets, for these fishermen that lost everything for their faith because they follow Jesus. They now have fishing nets. They now have, I'm thinking, I haven't spoken English that much today. So what do you call it? Hooks, hooks. They have hooks. They have fishing nets. They have what they need to go out into the ocean again and catch the fish. They have audio solar Bibles to give to their friends, to listen to themselves. The ones that lost their farms got burned out. See, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
God, you forgive and the Lord starts releasing, releasing, releasing. You get a baptism of love, release, release, release. And since we talked to you last, there's been this incredible blessing of farming, like all the things that you need to start your farm again, been released. And this team of us getting to go out and just love, like about 50 of us going out, loving on the people, blessing them with solar Bibles, with prayer, Holy Spirit falling on them, people getting undone by the Spirit of the living God, Al-Shabaab coming to Jesus, ISIS coming to Jesus, the people that lost everything, not only having hope, but having what they need to start over again. This is our God. This is our God.
Just amazing.
I can hardly believe we get to be alive. This is really the best life we could ever be living. We get to be alive for such a time as this.
Yes, where his kingdom
Come
is
on.
Just staggering. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Heidi, I just want to ask you, in the few minutes we have left, what you've shared is life-changing for people. This is the truth. Like you said, if you'll just yield and allow supernatural forgiveness, supernatural love, his capacity to flow through us, it will transform the lives of the people that he's asking us to reach, right? Whether it's our families or whether it's whole terrorist organizations, right? He loves them. He doesn't love what they do. Clearly, like you said, it's demonic, but he loves them. That's how the captives are set free. Will you pray for a baptism of love and for this grace
I will.
action from Holy Spirit? Because I can feel
Yes. It. Oh, he's here. And I'm just going to read this because as I was soaking in this time in between of all the things happening, this is a scripture I got. And it's when the Holy Spirit crashed in on Mary. So just lift your hands wherever you are, all over listening and praying, and those listening now and those in the future. This is the scripture I was just meditating on, and I was seeking the Lord as I was about to come on this podcast, and just saying, Lord, crash in on them. And it's the scripture when Mary was encountered by Gabriel. And so I want you all to just lift your hands and seek the Lord. And the angel of the Lord came to Mary, and she was freaked out, truly freaked out. And she was greatly troubled, and she didn't know what was going on. So I pray for those who are greatly troubled right now in their hearts. Holy Spirit, would you speak to them? Holy Spirit, would you break in on them? Holy Spirit, would you just encourage them that it, as you encounter holy them right now, and that you're going to encounter them right now, right now, right now. And I feel like if you need to kneel down, you kneel down. If you need to lift your hands, stand up, whatever it is, to just position yourself for this. So she was worried, but the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Hey, I feel like the Lord is speaking right now to us, and the Lord himself is saying, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. There's so much favor, holy, being released right now. Just all over the world, favor. I just see the Lord just, it's like liquid glory, honey. Just today, as we felt like, what's the gift that we should bring our team in the color? What should we bring them? And the Lord just said, bring them the capilano, which is the covering. It's the Mozambican covering, and it's so beautiful, and it's so significant and symbolic of covering and love. And then he said, bring the organic honey. And so we just brought this organic honey and bring them the word of God. And we just brought them the word of God. I feel like the sweetness of the Lord, the covering holy of the Lord, is falling upon you. I'm just going to ask, even as I pray, that Nadia joins me right now. And I feel Holy Spirit on this, saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And you know, Mary was holy. She was called to carry Jesus. No one will ever carry the living Messiah, the living God in their womb. No one will ever have that privilege like Mariette, but we were all of us are called to carry glory. All of us are called to carry the promises of God. And I just believe right now, Shotoroboshaya, that you just need to release yourself to the Lord. Yes. I feel like Holy Spirit's speaking over you. Holy, the words of Gabriel, the words right now, and Holy Spirit speaking them over you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Spirit's coming on you right now. Hey, the Spirit of the living God and the power of the living God. Receive power of the living, holy living God. This is from Luke chapter 1. The power of living God's falling on you. The power of the Most High falling on you. It's overshadowing you. Yield yourself to God. Some of you are going to feel the heat of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Some of you are going to feel weeping. You're going to absolutely start weeping in the presence of God. Yeah. Some of you are going to start laughing. It's not about the manifestation so much. It's about God touching you. Some of you are going to feel electricity right now because God is falling on you. Right now, God is falling on you. He's overshadowing you.
Yeah.
Holy One is falling on you. And what was Mary's response? She said, I am the Lord's servant. What's your response right now? Everybody listening. Holy, everybody pressing and everybody listening, everybody kneeling, everybody prostrating, whatever you are doing to make yourself so totally holy given to God right now. Hey, she said, I am the Lord's servant. Shotorobo, holy Luke 1. Hala Mashiach 38, I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. And then, Mary got ready. She got ready. For nothing is impossible with God. She got ready. She got ready. She got ready. And she said yes.
Yeah. Yes, Father. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, God, that even now, Lord, that you're overshadowing your people. Yes. And I feel like in that place that there's a holy conception that's taking place. Like I just saw someone, I saw the seed just being planted in the womb of the Spirit. God, and we thank you, Lord, for your plans, for your purposes, God, being planted. God, even those that are listening right now, Lord, Jesus, the assignments, Lord, that you have for them. God, we pray, God, that there would be a holy conception that would happen even now. Even now, just receive. Yes. What the Lord has for you, just to say yes. And I feel like God's even increasing your spiritual capacity to be able to carry that promise to full term. God, we thank you for that. God, we thank you, Lord, that your word doesn't return void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which you set out to accomplish, God. And so we release that right now. Release your rhema word, your written, both your written word and your rhema word, God, over everyone listening to this right now, that you would speak to each one, God, that there is there. I feel like there's even going to be a clarity around the calling, around the assignment that you have. And it's like Kanye was saying, they're going to get up and go. God,
come
thank
on,
you for
get
the
up
shoot. I just feel like from going from laying, on the, laying in the presence to then putting on the shoes that he has.
Yeah.
The shoes that he has so that you can walk out your assignment and there's provision for the journey.
That's right.
God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that you've placed, God, in their hands everything that they need, God. That we even just break right now just anxiety over the resources, the house, the finances, all the things. How's it going to happen in the natural, God? I thank you that you've taken care of all of those details, God, and that you've called us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So we just pray, God, for that faith just to arise, God.
Yes.
God, that a yes would arise, God, that there would be such a place of yieldedness to you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. And I thank you, Lord, that we are literally called to be the answer. by the power of Holy Spirit to people's prayers.
Right.
Like you literally, they were crying out in Nikala for these solar Bibles. Like in village after village, they were crying out, but the roads were blocked. The roads were blocked. There was no way. But you made a way. You made a way where there was no way. Mm. You literally, where there was no way, you literally brought the junior pilot and the ferry pilot to bring the plane back at the very right moment to get the audio solar Bibles to the right place to hear, because you heard the cry of the people. They were crying out, Lord, we have to have your word. We're desperate for you. We're desperate for your word. And Lord, you heard their cry. I feel like all over the place, not only is the Lord hearing your cry, but the Lord is sending you.
Right.
The Lord is sending you to those that are crying out. Like there's a provision for the assignment.
Right.
Like Elizabeth, hey, she was like in seclusion. She was old. She couldn't carry anything. She couldn't make this happen. Zechariah was old, but there they were in seclusion. And then there Mary came. She busied herself. She hurried up and she said, yes, Lord, I'm going to go visit Elizabeth. She heard the Lord. It just like I heard the Lord early in the morning today. And Nadia and the whole team here, so many you'll never know. They all just said, yes, 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 yes. Uh-huh. It was like this crazy anointed group of people, like this net of people all saying yes, that we would be the answer. We would be the literal answer to people's prayers. And some of you, the Lord's just going to like touch your heart. Like, what is he asking of you? Where do you need to hurry up and go get to someone that needs your prayer right now? Where are you supposed to get up and go with provision for somebody? Where are you supposed to, maybe it's like, whoa, it's Christmas, I need provision. But maybe you're supposed to get up and go to a family that has nothing. Maybe you're meant to go and encourage people who have no family. There's so many people hurting right now during this season. They're like hurting, and they're so lonely. Mm. And I feel like God is calling his laid down lovers to stop in the presence of the Lord and just let Daddy God love on you, love on you, love on you. Let Jesus just fill you, fill you. Let Holy Spirit then speak to you, speak to you. Some of you, I feel like during Christmas and during this holiday season, you're literally going to open up your homes for people that are so lonely.
Right.
And some of them are very poor. Some of them are homeless. But some of them are middle class.
Right.
Some of them are wealthy. Some of them have so much resources, and yet they have no family. They have no love. And I feel like as Holy Spirit's baptizing people right now, as you're listening now, and even in the month of December, people are going to be listening to, and I'm listening again, like the whole Holy Spirit's going to speak to you. Hey, and he's going to tell you things in the presence, and you're going to be anointed, so anointed to stop for the Lord and to worship and to love on him. But you're also going to be anointed to stop for the lonely one, to stop. And I remember just the words of Mother Teresa, and I'm feeling it's not like the huge things that you do, but it's the little things that you do with great love.
Right.
It's the little things that you do. And I feel like the Lord's just going to anoint you to do little things, day after day after day. I feel like there's some people watching. You're just depressed and you're so feeling so lonely.
Right.
And I feel like the Lord's saying, as you reach out, as you step out to someone even more lonely than you are, that there's going to be a divine, holy, radical love, like a baptism of love coming into your heart. I feel like there's this, it's like a wave of holy generosity of time, a holy generosity of food, where people, you're going to literally be inviting people to your lunch table, your breakfast table, your dinner table. You're literally going to be inviting people, and those, especially people who are feeling lonely, you're going to be inviting people to your table. People to your table. And I feel like the Lord's breaking off shame, where you feel like, well, no one wants to come to my table. And I feel like the Lord's breaking off shame over you. Hey, and people are going to be so excited and so delighted. I'm talking about believers and pre-believers. Believers and pre-believers, they're going to be so delighted and so excited by your invitation, just to invite them to a meal, that it's going to be like, I don't know how to say it exactly, except like a avalanche of love, like a river of love, like a waterfall of love breaking in on people. And shame breaking off, loneliness breaking off, hope and glory, just love and glory, kindness and mercy coming in. I feel right now like some of you, Holy Spirit's touching you right now and putting family members' names that you haven't even talked to years because they have hurt you. They've been nasty and mean. Maybe they've gossiped about you. Maybe they're so far from God that you just cut yourself off from them. I hear the Lord right now saying, he's dropping names in people's hearts. And he's saying, I'm going to cause you to forget, not to count what they did as okay or right or righteous in any way, but to so move in such radical love and grace that you're going to call and you're going to, I just see, like, offer an olive branch. I see so many believers with olive branches. I see the dove. Holy, Holy Spirit dove. See, like, that rainbow surrounding throne of God. And I see olive branches. I see the dove, and I see you just offering olive branches to people, especially family members and colleagues. Family members and colleagues that you've been disenfranchised with, that you haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
And the Lord's so softening their heart. We say, like, corazón de manteiga here. Corazón de manteiga. Like, their hearts are going to be like butter.
Yeah. Woo! He's like, it's so good. It's even families, like, broken families are going to be restored.
Yes.
I was even seeing that, like, a family tree that was cut in half and God just bringing it together.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you're the repairer of the breach.
Yes, you are.
God, and I saw him, like, putting eye salve, in the eyes. God, and I thank you, Lord, that you're anointing people to see the one and to see differently. I feel like even as we step into Thanksgiving, as we step into Christmas, he wants to transform how we see the different family members God, how we see different friends and people that he's placed in our lives. God, we thank you, Lord, for your eyes, God, for your vision, for your heart. Lord Jesus, yeah. God, we thank you, Lord, just for the deep work. You said that you turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, God.
Yes.
In this hour, God, we believe that you're doing that.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We ask for a deep work of healing and reconciliation, Jesus.
Yes.
Do what only you can do. Lord. And he's asking you to take the first step in that broken relationship, that you would be the one to take the first step.
Right. Wow. Liz, wow. Can I share one more story? As we're praying, it's so strong in my heart, this story.
Yes.
I want to share it really quickly, but yesterday, so our dear, dear brother who's been with us since he was probably maybe 11 years old, right? Such a lover of Jesus, been in our Agape program, grew up with us, and then served with us, and built so many churches physically with his team, and just such an incredible lover of Jesus and such a leader, and a lot of pain as he was taken out early. And we just missed him so much. But some of his family members were not born again. They were very strong people of another faith. And so even though his bride and he were married and before the Lord, and his two children are actually named Hank, and obviously not a Mozambican name, Hank and Kelly, after two of our missionaries. This dear, precious brother went into glory, and we know he's happy, but it's sad for us. Mm-hmm. But this is what happened. His family were so just opposed to the gospel, so many of them, that they refused to let him be buried as a Christian. And they refused to let him be buried as a lover of Jesus. They refused with fierceness. They said, no, our whole family's of another faith. I don't want to mention the faith, but like they were fierce about it. And our hearts were broken. They also said no women would be allowed to the funeral, to the burial. And I mean, he's my spiritual son, Jojo. He's been with me since he's 11, and I miss him so, so much. And so the pain was just so hard. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Deixa, in Portuguese, Deixa. We know, let it go. We know where he is. I want you to go to their home tomorrow. So we went, and he said in Portuguese, silencio, silence. And Nadia was there, Mina was there, some of our team were there, and the Lord just said silence to me. And all these people of another faith were there, and many believers were there. We brought food, solar Bibles, and the Lord said silence. Weep with those who weep. And all I did was hold his mother and hold his relatives and hold his widow, Ana Maria, who loves Jesus with all her heart. And all I did, I just wept. I was able to cry and weep. I didn't lecture. I didn't preach. I didn't tell them how bad it was that they didn't let us come to the funeral, or I didn't scream to them saying, you know, he loved Jesus with all of his heart, and you guys literally buried him in a cemetery of another faith, and he is the total lover of Jesus, leader in our churches, like that amazing man of God. The Lord said, silence. What does love look like right now? Yesterday, Liz, yesterday, when I spoke to the family, and we had a memorial service about, I don't know, it was 2 weeks. Was it almost 2 weeks later? Almost.
Yeah.
He had us wait and have a memorial service. We had a memorial service at our church, Glory Garden. do you know what? All the family were there from another faith. They were all there, along with the Christian family, the lovers of Jesus. They were all there.
Wow.
And all of us started sharing all that he did. I mean, we did this beautiful video of his life, and it was just so powerful. So let everyone share how he carried Jesus to them, how he was able to see drunkards set free and demonized people set free, and how many he got to build churches, and just the most amazing lover of God, and how he's face to face with Jesus. And in the end, the Lord said, just speak to them, bring them very close, and say, this is not about religion. I'm not trying to challenge you with religion. This is about a relationship with the one who loves you. We're your son, your brother, your cousin, your friend, where he is, face to face with Jesus, face to face with God. He wants you in the cloud of witnesses. I think he's able to see certain things, you know. And I said, he wants you to be with him where he is. And I'm telling you, every one of them prayed, welcome Jesus, forgive my sins. Welcome Jesus, forgive my sins. I choose to follow you. I say yes to you, Father God. I say yes to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Baptize me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Every one of them. I know they're on a journey. I know there's still a journey to be had, but they all have an audio solar Bible. And there was not a war, whereas before could have been a war, man. Could have been a war. The Lord said, go low. And this is what I'm sensing for people who are going to be approaching their family members with an olive branch, their colleagues, olive branches. Go low.
Beautiful.
Go slow and love. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, obviously there were tears, but there was also joy. And felt like it was an incredible breakthrough of what love and peace can be.
Just beautiful, Heidi. It's the truth of that love never fails, because he is love. And the power of obedience, the power of just yielding as you do and listening. And when you were sharing, I could see two things. When you were praying for everybody, just in finishing, I just kept seeing the oil being poured through us, and the oil of Jesus will, he's saying to all of us, it will never run out. He will never run out as we just continue to come back to him like you do, and you model for us. You show us what it looks like when we lay our lives down and we're obedient out of love for him, and we yield and allow Holy Spirit to reveal himself through our lives. And there's no failure. There's just no failure in God. And that's what he's saying to all of us. His oil, the oil of his presence, if we'll just go low, just yield again, just believe him again, live by faith, not by sight. In this hour, it's so important. His oil will continue to pour out and pour out and pour out and love and transform his presence. He will love and transform those around us sovereignly, as he does through you, Heidi, and through you, Nadia, and all the team there. Oh, thank you. And the final thing I'm going to say, that amazing experience that Mary had with Gabriel in Luke chapter 1, recorded in Luke chapter 1, Gabriel says to Mary, and no word from God will ever fail.
That's
I love that verse.
Wow.
That's the truth, right? His word will return void. His word will... Gabriel could have said anything. And that's what he revealed to us of the truth of who Jesus is.
Wow.
From God will ever fail.
Wow.
It will never be withdrawn from our lives as we love him and yield. So amen. Heidi, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
What a joy to be with you again. What a joy.
Just love you. Love everything you shared. Thank you so much. And we are praying for you. We are wrapping our love and support and prayers around you. Thank you for all that you all pour out on the front line, loving Jesus and stopping for the one. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Being with
Amen,
him,
right?
Healing him. Not complicated.
No, we're keeping it simple. Keeping it simple. All for
Thank
Jesus.
Bless
you,
thank
Liz.
You so much. Bless you. We love you. And guys, we love you too. Thank you for giving us your precious time today. Have the most amazing week. I know that your life has just changed again. Pray that you have the most beautiful week of encountering Jesus in ways beyond that you thought were, beyond anything you thought was possible. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless. Experiencing God's love every day is my new devotional. The objective is to help you when you have a few minutes, either to begin your day in the morning or reset yourself throughout the day, is to help you move back into the most important experience of all, which is that we are loved by our beautiful, all-powerful God. So if this sounds like something that you need, then sign up at lizwright.org and you will receive every day into your inbox an email with an audio and a written devotional where you can reset yourself into experiencing his love every day.